with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
God can restore your sight. He can restore your health. Things that used to didn't work or stop working, he can make them work again. Hallelujah. We saw this while I was preaching this several months ago with Sister Blade, whose knees wasn't working right. And what happened? God said, "Tell her I'm going to do a suddenly for her." And he did one right on the spot, restored her knees to their former state. I'm not talking pie in the sky to you. It's been happening among us already. I had somebody tell me that they wrote a number on a piece of paper of what they was believing God for, to want to recover something, to extract something from a property that they owned. They say, "Lord, I want this much right here. This is what I want to earn. This is what I want right here. This right here. This is what I want out of this property." Wrote it down. And when they sold that property, got the exact amount to the penny. So that's my next instruction to you. Write down what you expected. You write down what you expect to recover, what you expect to be restored, and relationships you expect to have reconciled. Now, I'm not telling you to fight over relationships that God haven't ordained. There are some people you need to separate yourself from. The Bible says, "Come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing." There's some people that you don't need to be in close quarters with, if they're not living right. But if there are relationships in your life that you know that God put them there, like your husband or wife, relationships like with your children, it ain't God's will for your family to be broken pieces, to be splintered all up. That ain't God's will. You fight for those relationships. You fight for your marriage. Now, I know sometimes in marriage people have a will, and sometimes people do things that give you legal grounds and scriptural grounds for divorce. And I think you just need to seek God for his plan for your life in situations like that. But if you're in a relationship and both of you are committed to making it work and there's no infidelity there, you need to fight for it. And ask God to give you a plan to reconcile and to make your marriage stronger, or to strengthen the relationships with your friends or your family members that are critical to your destiny. Amen. Write it down. And then write down, this is an additional show, write down what you expect. This is spiritual, physical, financial, in every area of your life. Write it down. Write it down. If you need to have your finances restored, write it down and then put the amount. If you lost something in a bad deal, somebody beat you out of some money, write it down. "Lord, I'm expecting to recover this. And it's going to come back to you more than what you lost." If you made bad decisions financially and it cost you, you just messed up. You handled your money foolishly. Repent of that. And saying, "Now, Lord, I lost this in this business deal, or I wasted this money right here. Lord, forgive me, and I don't want to live like this no more. I'm not going to be wasteful, and Lord, I just didn't use wisdom." Repent, come back to God, and God will restore financial blessing. He'll restore your health. He'll restore finances to you. He'll restore joy. I mean, anything that you need, he'll restore it to you. Whatever you've lost, something that you used to walk in, Some place that you used to have in the spirit that you seem like you just can't get back there again. You know how sometimes you're strong and then all of a sudden just, you know, seem like you have the strength you used to have? I'm going to tell you, let God restore your strength. He'll put you right back in that strong place again. He'll give you a plan to get back there. Write it down. And then write down something that you have been believing God for a long time that hadn't come to pass yet. Something that you've been believing God for that it just ain't happened yet. You've been believing God. You've been standing on the word, and make sure that what you write down, you got scripture for it. Don't just put a wish list together and don't have no scripture. It have to be based on the word of God. Write it down. Then we're going to pray over this before you leave here this morning. Amen. All right, now put that video on for me. I'm going to replay something I played for y'all back in January or February. Write it down. You see, the Bible says write the vision and make it plain. You got to write it down and keep it before your eyes. And then you take this bulletin that you got, and it's got the recovery on here. You read that, what Pastor CeCe read to you. You go over that so you don't get discouraged. I'm going to tell you, God is doing this all over the earth. Unprecedented favor.
He said, time of great wealth for you. A time of opportunities. Great opportunities. Then I started saying, Lord, what about the New Year's Eve service? What about that New Year's Eve service, Lord? And he started talking to me about it. He said, you tell them to get their eyes on me. He said, I got a plan. He said, I got something going here. I got it working. And he said, they can walk in it. And then he gave me all of this. Well, I was so thrilled because, you know, he told me, I mean, this is for me and my family and so forth. No, he said, it's for you, yes. But he said, it's for everyone that'll believe it and take it. He said, I want you to read that same word now to them. So that's the reason I'm reading it to you tonight. So I'm reading this to you. It is a time of great wealth for you. It is a time of great opportunities. Continue to stay in my rest. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. Amen. Just rest. Be still and know he's God. Prosperity by God and his blessing is building up. It's building up for you. It's laid up in heaven for the time to come when you need to lay hold. Isn't that what the scripture said? Well, the time has come. Lay hold on it. It's building up. Enjoy it. It is building up your full recovery is at hand. Recovery from what? Whatever you need recovering from. Jesus is the Savior. Well, what is he Savior from? Whatever you need saving from. He's the Savior. Our full recovery is at hand. Do you remember? Don't you remember when Jesus would say, the kingdom of God is at hand? Well, your full recovery is at hand. It's here. It's on you. It's for you. Take it. I believe I will. I take it. I have it. And I'm so grateful to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it. Thrilled about it.
This is our time of increase. This is our time of recovery. This is our time of restoration. This is our time of fulfillment. This is our time for suddenlies and surprises. We receive right now by faith the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now take the sheet of paper that you wrote on. Here, what you expecting God to do. Now let's hold this up to the Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the fulfillment of our dreams and our visions that you have placed in our heart and in our mind. Things that are in your heart and that are in your mind that you desire to do in our lives. Lord, we are available and we are open, and we thank you for showing yourself strong on our behalf. Lord, we thank you for the abundant grace and the instruction and the opportunity and the blessing and the appointments that you have ordained to bring these things to pass. We lay hold upon those things, these things that I hold in my heart and in my hand, I lay hold upon them by faith in the name of Jesus, and I declare that it shall be unto me according to your word. This is my time of increase, recovery, reconciliation, and restoration in the name of Jesus. I will not draw back. I will not turn back. I will not look back, but I press ahead, and I thank you, Lord, for the revelation of the plan and the wisdom that you have for my life. I thank you today that you're working all things together for my good, for my benefit, and for my prosperity. I thank you today that I believe with all my heart that you are working in my life and that nothing